With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow has tested a new intermediate-range missile in a strike on Ukraine, and it could use the weapon against countries that have allowed Kyiv to use their missiles to strike Russia. Putin said during a nationwide TV address that the Russian strike on the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro came in response to Ukrainian strikes on Russian territory this week that used U.S. and British longer-range missiles. Former Congressman Matt Gaetz has withdrawn as President-elect Trump's pick for Attorney General. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
In a social media announcement, Gaetz said he was taking his name out of the running because he said his confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction. The selection of Gaetz was controversial from the beginning, given allegations of sexual misconduct that have been investigated by the Justice Department and Congress. Several Senate Republicans had expressed doubts about his confirmation. Gaetz's withdrawal is a setback to Trump's push to install steadfast loyalists in his incoming administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, big travel numbers are expected at the nation's airports for the Thanksgiving holiday. Correspondent Sheila Adler has more.
It seems new travel records are being set every year since the pandemic, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg expects that trend to continue for Thanksgiving.
If recent experience is any guide, these will likely be some of the busiest travel days in U.S. history.
AAA is expecting over 5.5 million people to fly domestically this holiday. That's an increase of 2% compared to last year. I'm Shelley Adler.
And on Wall Street, the Dow had 505 points, the NASDAQ composite up 27. This is SRN News. A warning to churches from the ATF.
The Boston Bureau of that agency is urging houses of worship in Massachusetts and Rhode Island to beef up their security after several attacks. Churches in Franklin, Kingston, and Woonsocket have been the target of arsonists recently, and the ATF fears there will be more incidents. The Bureau says congregations should install security cameras, keep in close contact with local law enforcement, and consider organizing regular patrols of their church neighborhood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates hope that President Trump will again invoke the so-called global gag rule, a policy that cuts off U.S. government funding for groups that perform abortions in foreign countries. The gag rule has been imposed by all Republican presidents since 1984. In 2017, Mr. Trump expanded it, cutting foreign NGOs off not only from family planning money, but from broader U.S. global health assistance. This is SRN News. Pennsylvania's High Court orders counties not to count disputed ballots in a U.S. Senate race.
Pennsylvania State Supreme Court this week weighed in on a flashpoint of an ongoing vote counting in the U.S. Senate election between Democratic Senator Bob Casey and Republican David McCormick, ordering counties not to count mail-in ballots that lack correct handwritten dates on the return envelope. The order is a win for McCormick and a loss for Casey as the campaigns prepare for a statewide recount to press counties for favorable ballot counting decisions while election workers are sorting through thousands of provisional ballots. Statewide, the number of mail-in ballots with wrong or missing dates on the return envelope could be in the thousands. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Thousands of University of California workers on Wednesday began a two-day strike to protest what they say are unfair bargaining tactics by the university system. The suit says the university has engaged in illegal bad faith bargaining. Another union at the University of California, San Francisco, also went on strike over staff shortages. More details at SRNnews.com.